get my book for free this month if you sign up for the series, or you could buy my book online at Amazon as well. It was a number one bestseller on Amazon, as well as their bestseller in children's nonfiction.
Sarah, I'm so happy for you, for all your success. Thank you so much for the hard work that I know you've done in the field, and now with a children's book to help our kids. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again in person.
I really do hope that. Have a great trip to the border. You'll love McAllen.
Thank you, Sarah. Sarah Carter joining us, the fine investigative reporter for Fox News, the author of a brand-new book, The Amazing Club Awesome Sauce. Check it out. Amazon. It's there. Trust me. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your Assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Marcos Lopez will join us. He is the Outreach and Coalitions Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. They've been working the halls of the legislature in Carson City. We're at week 11. Hard to believe it. We're at week 11. We have passed the halfway point in the legislative session. They do every other year. They meet for 120 days. Not 121, not 119, 120. 120 days. That they meet in Carson City. We're starting to get some really bad bills out there, and it's going to be interesting to see what the governor does. The governor has been busy, obviously, with ballpark issues here in Las Vegas, but he's also faced with some bills that are really, really bad, some abortion bills that are bad, and some stuff that is beyond the control of the governor himself. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:30, as we check out your conditions right now on the area roadways, tell you what, the freeways look pretty good for the most part throughout the Las Vegas Valley right now. No delays on the Southern Beltway 215. US 95 looks good. Interstate 515 down around the Henderson area, not too shabby as well. Do watch for an incident, though, on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Spring Mountain. You're slow back to Hacienda there on Interstate 15 north. That is the exception right now. Some surface street incidents, Rainbow at Russell, Durango at Blue Diamond, that's in the early stage, and an injury accident, that's Warm Springs at Rainbow.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Looks like the Oakland A's are on the move. After all, they signed a binding agreement to purchase land for a new retractable roof ballpark in Las Vegas after being unable to build a new venue in the Bay Area. Team President Dave Cavall said Wednesday night that the team finalized the deal to buy the 49-acre site last week where the A's plan to build a stadium that will seat between 30 and 35,000 fans close to the Las Vegas Strip. The A's will work with Nevada and Clark County on a public-private partnership to fund the stadium. Cavall said the A's hope to break ground on the stadium by next year and hope to move into their new home by 2027. NHL playoffs tonight, Game 2, Golden Knights and Jets. Winnipeg up 1-0 in the best of seven after a 5-1 stunner in Game 1 on Tuesday night. Vegas looking to even things up before the series shifts to Winnipeg for Saturday's Game 3. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right theirs with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
This your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel-size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we're all trying to figure out what President Biden is going to do. Is he going to run for re-election? I just saw polling numbers that RFK Jr. is polling at 14%, and he's only been in the race for like 2 days. 2 days. There are going to be a lot of people that ultimately are going to end up running against Biden. The big question is the Biden strategy. And the Biden strategy going forward, does he announce now? Does he announce soon? Does he announce this summer? Late summer? When does he get into the race for president in 2024? Let's go to cut six real quick. This is cut number six. Laura Ingraham thinks, and she may have a pretty good handle on what this race is going to be all about. She predicted the Biden strategy in 2024. Here we go.
What on earth should we expect from Biden if he does run, and from the Democrats in general going into 2024? I'll tell you what to expect. Divide and demonize. That's all they have. Forget hope and optimism. Remember Obama's hope and change? That's out the window. Expect only old school machine style petty politics. If he wants to get elected with this nightmarish record of his, Biden has to divide the country into villains and victims. And whoever they deem as worthy victims will be elevated to hero status, and they're going to get rewarded. And whoever they paint as evil will be punished and severely. So in every speech, on every trip, he'll try to shift attention away from his and his party's abject failures to the bad people out there on the other side. He can't win without dividing us. The stories they choose to inject themselves into will only be ones that advance their political narrative. This is why they'll give a hero's welcome to the Tennessee Three, but not to the families of the Nashville Christian shooting.
Monday, you're going to have three of the lawmakers who protested.
Peacefully protested after
the Nashville Covenant School shooting. Have any of the victims or the victims' families been invited to the White House?
I don't have anything to read out to you about any invite.
Why?
I just don't have anything at this time to read out to you any invite. What I can say to you right now is that the president is focused on getting things done. He's focused on making sure that we are protecting our communities.
Protecting our communities. Well, why doesn't Biden spend any time then talking about the violent crimes being perpetrated by roving kids in places like Chicago and Compton? Well, don't expect Democrats to spend a lot of time on those stories because they do not advance the narrative that America's racist. Same with the horrible Sweet 16 shooting in Alabama. These are not the accused. They're not a white officer involved shooting or a white on black killing. So they don't get the play. Of course, the liberals have lots of proxies, though, in the media. In Hollywood, corporate America, they're all helping him out. And of course, we can't forget the activist crowd. People who cash in on the lie that our country is systemically racist. Well, there's no money in suing gangbangers in Chicago who leave behind a trail of death. There's no fame in pursuing the scourge of black-on-black violence that rips apart entire communities. Instead, they wait. They wait for the perfect fact pattern, like an 84-year-old white guy who shoots a black teen who mistakenly walked onto his doorstep.
It was a white man who shot their 16-year-old son. It is inescapable not to observe the racial dynamics here. If the roles were reversed and you had a black man shoot a 16-year-old white child for simply ringing his doorbell, and the police took him in for questioning and let him come home and sleep in his bed at night, how much outrage would there be in America?
Victims are victims. Skin color should not matter. But it obviously does to Democrats and the media exploiting their suffering only to feed their sick lie that America is racist. And, yeah, Trump voters, they are too.
Yeah, we are. All of us. It just doesn't change. I mean, you keep thinking if you wait long enough and common sense is allowed to prevail, that people will figure this out. But they still don't figure this out. Stay where you are. We got a whole bunch more to do. Coming up top of the hour, very excited. We're gonna talk about what is going on in Carson City. Marcos Lopez will join us at the top of the hour. He is the outreach and coalitions director for NPRI. What are the bills that survived last Friday's deadline, and what bills are still, you know, hanging fire, maybe by a thread? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie the Tax Lady. Do you or your business owe money to the IRS? Then call me today and get qualified for CNC tax status and you won't pay the IRS a dime. That's right. If you qualify for financial hardship through the CNC program, you won't pay the IRS a dime. Call now and speak with a tax professional, 800-699-3301. That's 800-699-3301. Or go to RonnieTheTaxLady.com.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Trading Made Easy is an automated day trading software that provides you with the tools and the data you need to succeed as a day trader. Whether the market goes up or down, tune in Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn more tips and tricks. Call 1-800-971-4160 today to schedule your free live trading session. That's 1-800-971-4160. Tune in each and every Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn how to succeed as a day trader. Call 1-800-971-6160 to learn more.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call ProPrice.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is going to be big stuff. The debt ceiling... The Democrats are going to try and use it as a wedge issue for Democrats running in 2024, that the Republicans are obstructing. They don't want to get anything done. I thought this was fascinating, though. Let's go to Cut 5. This is Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, unveiling the big debt ceiling bill that's supposedly going to save something like $5.4 trillion. I mean, it's a lot of money. This is Kevin McCarthy yesterday on the floor of the United States House of Representatives.
Today, I'm proud to announce that we are introducing the Limit, Save, Grow Act of 2023. This responsible legislation will be led by our budget chairman, Jody Arrington. Would responsibly raise the debt limit into next year and provide more than $4.5 trillion in savings to the American taxpayer. Now, here's how we do it. First, we limit government spending. Our plan would return discretionary spending to pre-inflationary fiscal year 2022 levels, and then limit the growth of spending to 1% per year. Now, these are the same levels we had just 4 months ago. I didn't hear, Mr. Speaker, a single Democrat complain about that level of spending. These spending limits are not draconian. They're responsible. Federal spending exploded in the past 2 years when Democrats controlled all, and that doesn't include the trillions of COVID-era spending. But limited government spending will reduce inflation and restore fiscal discipline in Washington. If Washington wants to spend more, it will have to come together, find savings elsewhere, just like every single household in America. Now, second, we're going to save taxpayers' money. Mr. Speaker, the pandemic is over. House Republicans have already passed a bill to officially end the pandemic. And President Biden signed it into law just last week. Our bill would actually claw back billions of dollars of unspent COVID money that has sat for the last 2 years. The American people are tired of politicians who use COVID as an excuse for more extreme inflationary spending. Now, if this money was authorized to fight the pandemic, but was not spent during the pandemic, it should not be spent after the pandemic is over. Our proposals also repeal Biden's army of 87,000 IRS agents. Now, that will save taxpayers $70 billion, and it's going to protect the families and the small businesses from weaponizing the IRS. It will end the green giveaways for companies that distort the market and waste taxpayers' money. Now, Goldman Sachs just did an analysis, and they say the savings from ending these green giveaways are as much as $1.2 trillion. And we would prohibit President Biden's student loan giveaway for the wealthy. That will protect the 87% of adults without student loans for paying the loans of the 13% who do.
By the way, the president says he will veto the bill if it gets to him. The chances of it being passed by the U.S. Senate, I think, are slim or maybe none, which is really kind of sad. Coming up on the program, we're going to talk about the Golden Knights. They are in a tough, tough situation, having lost 5-1 to the Winnipeg Jets the other night. They're now in a position where they almost have to win to make this a series. They're still going to have to win one game in Winnipeg, but the fact is, it's still early. 7-game series. That's why they play a 7-game series, to give a team a chance to lose the opener and to battle back. But you lose tonight, and it gets really, really difficult. Stay where you are. More to do. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. I love these people. Ichabod's Lounge. I was there over the weekend. I had so much fun. Open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about right now? I want to talk about the best deal possible right now. I got one 1500 Bighorn EcoDiesel available at $16,500 off. Again, $16,500 off. Best towing, best fuel economy, and the best deal possible. $16,500 off. That's 16,500 buckaroos off. Come see me in the corner of Sahara and Decatur at 5050 West Sahara. You know who this is. Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't